Hong Kong DOJ appalled by foreign demand to release media mogul Jimmy Lai. By Gabrielle Reyes on December 15, 2020. The Hong Kong Department of Justice, DOJ, said on Saturday it was appalled by overseas government officials demanding the release of pro-democracy activist and media tycoon Jimmy Lai. The self-made billionaire currently faces trial in Hong Kong under the city's Beijing-imposed national security law, designed by the Chinese Communist Party to crack down on dissent in the traditionally semi-autonomous city. Hong Kong authorities on December 11 charged Lai with foreign collusion, an offense that carries a maximum penalty of life imprisonment under the national security law. Lai, 72, is the most high-profile person to be arrested under the law since it went into effect in the city on June 30. We are appalled by such open demands for withdrawal of charge and immediate release of the defendant by senior officials in another jurisdiction, the Hong Kong DOJ said in a statement issued on December 12. Although the department did not explicitly name Lai or any foreign officials in its statement, it insisted that no one should interfere with its independent prosecutorial decisions that were based on admissible evidence and applicable laws, the Hong Kong Free Press, HKFP, reported on Monday. The DOJ said calls for withdrawing the charge and setting the defendant free not only disrespected the city's judicial system and undermined its rule of law, but they also amounted to attempts to meddle in China's internal affairs, according to the newspaper. Lai appeared in a Hong Kong court on Saturday for his foreign collusion charge. The judge presiding over the case, Chief Magistrate Victor So, was handpicked by Hong Kong's pro-China chief executive Carrie Lam to hear national security cases, according to HKFP. Chief Magistrate So refused to extend bail to Lai, meaning he will remain in custody until his next scheduled court appearance on April 16, 2021. Lai was already in custody before Saturday on separate charges of alleged fraud. Shortly after Lai was charged with foreign collusion on December 11, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo wrote on Twitter. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence also denounced the charges against Lai on December 11, writing on Twitter. Lai was accused of using multiple efforts to invite foreign countries to impose sanctions on Hong Kong and China. The prosecution pointed to Lai's activity on Twitter, such as his tweets about the national security law, as well as articles he published in his pro-democracy tabloid, Apple Daily, HKFP reported on Monday, citing local media sources in Hong Kong.